This is tape number two of the interview with Kate Porter Jackson, December 18th, 1979, Middletown, Ohio.
My niece had broken forward.
Your niece had broken? Your niece has looked up some of the, your niece has looked up some of the old records there.
No, she wanted me to look them up. Oh. Said that's why she wrote to my sister in Montana. It's Sir Martin. What have you got there, Lena Baker?
Yeah, I was trying to, you know what the name of that road is?
Yeah.
Talanook
Corbin.
And she's the daughter of Lucy.
Lena Baker, and you got the address, Norton Highway.
Yeah, I've got the address.
Yeah, it's Talanook, Oregon. 97141.
Okay.
But if you're right to her, she can give me more information than all of us put together.
Okay. What's your address here?
10-12 Second Avenue.
You know your zip? Your zip code?
450-42.
What did you say?
Your zip code? 450-42?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember that till I looked and see. The girls just said to me, said, Mom, you can't remember. I said, well, if you live to be 91 years old, you won't remember either. You have to go through all I have. She said, well, what have you had to go through with? I said, oh, nothing. I've just lost all my brothers and sisters, my mother and father, and my husband and my two sons, and then I have two son-in-laws. I've had plenty to go through with.
Did you give me a list of all of your children and grandchildren?
I have no grandchildren.
You don't have any?
No.
Can we get it?
Yeah. Tell my phone back.
Hello?
Yeah.
Must be yours.
I'm leaving this guy to talk all night. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to break the loose here in a minute. Do something with him. I don't know.
I had four children. Two girls and two boys.
Who was your oldest child?
Corrine. She's a Venus now, but she was Corrine Jackson.
When are you going to have it?
And what was her husband's name?
Earl Venus.
How do you spell that last name?
H-E-N-E-S.
No. And she doesn't have any children?
No.
Did they have any that died? Or?
No.
Not at all?
No.
And then who's your next child?
Well, it's Corrine, and then I don't know about coming next to that. Corrine. Yeah, that's Bud.
Bud?
He's dead.
Who did he marry?
He was married.
Who's your next child?
Let's see, the Corrine and Bud and then Catherine Schubert.
What's her husband's name?
S-C-H-U-B-E-R-T, Schubert.
What's his first name?
Catherine.
No, his first name.
Oh. Ori. They always called him Wings, but his name was Ori. Ori Schubert.
And they didn't have any children?
No.
And who's your last child?
Leroy.
Who did he marry?
He wasn't married.
He got killed.
Yeah, when he was 8 years old.
How old was Bud when he died?
Huh?
How old was Bud when he died? Was he just a young man too?
Wasn't he 52?
I think they saved my life there.
I think he was 152.
He's around that age. Let's see, Corrine, I don't remember how long Bud's been dead.
5 or 6 years.
Huh?
5 or 6 years, probably.
So I think it's been about 7 years.
Really?
Who did your sister Bessie marry?
Well, she'd been married 3 times.
Well, she had.
One basketball of them.
Do you know any of her kids where I could get in touch with them?
Well, the one was a nurse that she gave me, said that's the one that wrote to my sister in Montana to get her information.
What's her name?
Marie Huey.
And where does she live?
Well, I'll have to look for her address. I heard it, and I'm the trash can, too.
Well, did you just get a letter from her today, too?
I got a card from her. And then,
you're going to have to quit throwing these things away.
Oh, and I had a couple of them.
Do you know what town she lives in? I can find her address.
Well, I swear I can't remember. I'm not going to find it. We just did. I don't know where to put nothing, and I keep throwing stuff out there. Always find it when you're not looking for it.
Yeah.
There ain't good.
Well, that's okay. I can find a call information.
Well, she's near Detroit, that's all right. I'll find it if you're gone. That's her girl that had that doctor.
What about Floyd's children? Do you know any of them?
Floyd only had one child.
He did?
Yeah.
Who was that?
She's a Norma Jean Jones. Well, I got from them today. I looked into them. They all keep in touch with me, but they don't know the rest of them. And I don't know nothing. Jones, and the address is 12407 Cash Road. I guess that's from Toronto, I see it right in it. Germantown, huh?
Yeah. What town?
Germantown.
She don't have any sugar.
Yeah.
45327. Is it?
No, I can't get a pile up so much. I got a word putting that thing and I just have to get rid of
him. What's her husband's first name, you know?
Arnold.
Who was Floyd's wife?
Rich. Who was she married? Who was she married? I couldn't tell you.
Let's see, then Ella married Ruth Rose, right? Huh? Ella married Ruth Rose?
I guess, Ella. Laura, listen to me, I couldn't keep no track of them. I'm a part of you.
Do you know of any of Ella's children that are living?
Huh?
Do you know any of Ella's children that are living?
Ella's?
Yeah.
Well, he's got some of them wanders around and
he's got... Give him Bill's address.
Well, I've got Bill's address.
Is that Ellis, then? Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll have to look at that.
Is he the one you said just lived a few miles from here?
No, that's Charles' boy.
Oh. Yeah,
it's 5 or 6 kids, but I don't know where they're at.
Bill could probably tell you all about those.
Yeah. I'm trying to trace them all down. Well, I'm doing that with all the lines.
You said you're in Bill's address?
Yeah.
Well, it's Bill 4, 5120, S-R-323, S-W2-dashes. South Sullivan, I don't know why she has that all the way. Because I don't ever put all the way. And,
What town is
zip code
South Sullivan.
South Sullivan. Zip code is 43153.
I just felt so...
That's a little already.
That's all I can give you, then.
Okay. Let's see. You're Bill's son, so you can tell me about him later. And I can write to Sarah. Who was her husband?
Well, she was married twice. She married one down in Spanadella County, an old Dick Dehart.
He was the Army of Spanadella County?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, he just wasn't no good. And she was so crazy about her dad, she worshipped him, and he did her. He'd take her, every time he'd go for it, he'd take her with him. They were just crazy about each other. And she married this, and Bill said if he wouldn't know she was going to marry him, he'd really come back and kill him. He would break him home when she married him. And she had 15 children by him. 15 children.
And how are you ever going to trace all those down?
She has to hold the record. Let's see.
And she married another fellow then, and he died, so she's a widow.
She didn't have any children by the second husband, did she?
No. She didn't need any more.
She's got the record for the women, I think. Yeah. There's some men, one man had 17 kids.
Oh.
Your Uncle Levi, his son Bob, your cousin Bob?
Yeah.
He has 17 kids.
He did. I don't have any kids for no man.
Well, it took you two wives. It took two wives to do
well,
it.
Well, I think so.
Hey, well,
that's birthing the mother.
What do you remember about your Uncle Levi?
Well, I don't remember much about him.
You don't?
Mm-hmm. No, sure not.
You ever hear about him doing any hypnotism?
No.
You never heard about that? Yeah. He used to try to hypnotize preachers.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, they said, well, he went in and hypnotized one preacher, and the preacher would preach the next night. He closed service early, you know. And the next night he came back, he asked if that old good bearded feller was there tonight.
Oh, well, you men have a coat?
No, Joyce can have something to eat in a few minutes. I'm going to take him up the house in a few minutes, and he can come back down if he wants to. Aunt Kate goes to bed early, though, so.
Oh, do you? Well, I won't bother you later tonight.
What time you go to bed, Aunt Kate?
I go to bed around 9 o'clock, quarter after. I go to bed, and then I get up about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You do? How's it going?
Well, I was raised on a farm and went to bed early in Gatsburg, and I've always done that. And my man worked at the mill 35 years, and he never was late of morning. And in all them 35 years, I got to cook him a hot breakfast. I didn't send him off with a coat. I got to have me hot biscuits and fried apples and bacon and fixed him a good hot breakfast. He never... Never. And when he'd work a 16-hour turn to mill, I'd cook all morning long and pack a basket and take him a hot dinner. I was good to my man.
You sure were.
I sure was.
You ever hear of Wimp Porter?
Yeah, but I don't know anything about him.
Well, you know he's your first cousin?
Yeah.
Well, you know who his dad was?
No, I don't.
Well, that was Ellen Porter's son. Ellen. Alexander.
Well, I didn't know Alexander.
You ever hear of Jasper Porter, your cousin?
Jackson?
Jasper.
Jasper, no.
Never heard of him.
No, I never heard of him.
That's my great-grandfather.
Well, listen, I don't try to keep track of my friend no way.
How about Arabelle Porter, Mary Boone Walker? You probably heard of her, haven't you?
Arabelle? Oh, yeah, I've heard of her, but I don't remember who she married.
Boy, you have had more company tonight, I'll swear.
Well, I'm in business with Ivy every other night. Get a lot of company to me.
Yeah.
Oh, she came home and come back. Yes, I will.
Good exercise.
Good exercise.
You were sure when they come, weren't you? I am new, she came again.
Yeah.
This is one of them good-looking porters.
Now, Mom, you're all nice-looking. Yes.
Some of them.
You know, you can tell he's related.
Huh?
You can tell he's related to you.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. They don't look a bit alike.
Related, Mom. Related.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
You got that tape.
Is it very cold on?
Yeah, not the same, no change.
He's trying to get a record of the Porter generation, I guess.
How about your cousin, Bill Porter? You ever hear of him?
Well, he's dead, ain't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. He used to stay at my mother's.
He did?
Yes, he stayed at my mother's and went to school.
He did?
Yeah, first started to get it.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't college, there wasn't no such thing as college then. But he stayed at my mother's and went to school there. And he asked to go with me one time, and I got some mad at him, and I liked him until then, and I got some mad at him, I could have killed him.
Why, for asking to go with you?
Why, yes, a cousin.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Huh?
What's wrong with that?
You think I'd go with a cousin?
Well, sure.
Lord, no. I hated him after that. I said, don't you ever speak to me again. I don't believe in that.
Well, you know, his daughter married her second cousin.
She did.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they do. Some people think what they do, but I'm just telling you what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't marry nobody that didn't love them, and I wouldn't marry no relation either. In the first place, I didn't want to marry.
You remember, Jim Porter, Levi's son, your cousin?
Yeah. What? He's crippled.
He what? Yeah, they called him Cripple Jim, didn't they?
Yeah.
He was a lawyer?
A school teacher.
Oh, was he a school teacher?
Yeah. He used to live second door from me in Ashland, Kentucky.
He did?
Yeah. He was a fine fellow, Jim was. Yeah, I remember him well. I went and took care of about three different families when they had that Easy flu, you know, but just dying by the hundred. And I went and took care of this family. I went down on the island, took care of another old man and his wife when they were down, and then a doctor there was next door to me, and I went over and took care of his wife. Took her in and checked for some other needs. He told me, he said, you're going to try that in, give it to the baby, and then he'll die. And I said, no, I'm trying to help other people that needs help, and I don't think I'll even take it, and I didn't. And I've already done 3 different families. And I do the same thing today. If somebody was sick around me and they didn't have anything, I'd divide with them. If I only had 1 loaf of bread, I'd divide with them. Now, I'm like that. I ain't got nothing. I never expected to have nothing, but I do think of other people.
What was your dad's middle name?
I couldn't tell you that either. I just always went by the name Jim Fuller.
Do you know his middle initial?
No.
It was M.
It was?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
J.M. Porter.
No, I didn't know.
You didn't?
No, and different people asked me my middle name. I said, I haven't got any. I just got my name's Kate, but I didn't like that name. It sounded like a horse's name. So I put it
Kevin. What, Mom?
Best. That sounded like 2 horses' names. So I got to write mine, Kevin.
What year did you say you came, about how old were you when you came to Ohio? Were you in your 30s?
Well, my kids were small then. And I couldn't tell you.
I don't want to rush you, anything, but Joyce said she'd have something ready about quarter after, so I'm going to get up there.
Okay.
You're not going to get much, because she teaches school and kind of short notice, so just a little high go overnight anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she's cooking supper
at home? Yeah, she's fixing a little. I don't know what she's going to have, but she said she'd have something.
You've never heard of your Aunt Cena Brown?
Never heard of her.
How about Elizabeth Hunt?
Elizabeth Hunt?
Yeah. Your dad lived with her for a while. That's where he met your mom at. He lived down around Bowling Green, Kentucky. I'll tell you. You see, your grandpa Andrew Porter, his wife was Lucy Cornett. That was your grandmother.
Yeah.
And they were married in Grayson County, Virginia. Or at least they lived in Grayson County, Virginia. Me and my cousin went there the past 2 summers. We found the old house that they lived in Virginia. And that'd be the house where your dad was born in, and it's still standing. It was the first house built in that area, the first frame house anyway.
Well.
And your grandpa had 11 kids, and your dad was the 3rd from the last. After him was John, your Uncle John, and then there was a daughter, Emma, and she never married.
Never heard.
And they came to Kentucky in 1866 from Virginia. They left Virginia. They lived in that house from 1848 to 1866, and I'm not sure where they lived before that. Your grandmother, Lucy Cornett, her dad was William Cornett, and he was a real wealthy slave owner from back there. Mm. And your uncle, Levi Porter, was named after his uncle, Levi Cornett. And same with my great-great-grandpa, your uncle, Alexander Porter, was named after his uncle, Alexander Cornett. And anyway, they came to Kentucky, but they had 1 daughter, Elizabeth, and she married Isaac Hunt. And they moved to Allen County, Kentucky, which is down by Bowling Green. And they lived down there. They moved down there before the Porters went to Kentucky. And your dad, in 1880, was living with his sister, Elizabeth Hunt, in Allen County. And I think that's where he met your mom, since she was from down there.
Well, I was born in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
You were? Mm-hmm. There's some. Mm-hmm. What happened? So when did Jim Porter move to Carter County and Elliott County?
I don't know.
It was after you were born, though.
Yeah.
You mean you and all your older brothers and sisters were born down there?
No, just me.
Just you?
No, not that one.
They were born around Elliott County?
That I don't know, I guess.
You have to write and ask your sister. She would know.
Well, she knows more about it than I do. I don't know very little about anything like that. Miss Peggy.
You were born down around Allen County, or Bowling Green.
Bowling Green. I was born in Bowling Green. That's the only thing I know.
Well, if you were born there, probably your older brothers and sisters were born there too, weren't they?
No, they weren't.
Was any of your younger ones born there?
The younger ones? I don't think so.
Well, why'd they just go down there for a couple of years? And then...
I don't know. I was always told I was born in Bowling Green, Kentucky. That's all I know. I wasn't there, I don't know. Well, where did the Hammers born?
Well, I don't know. They just said Kentucky in the census. I didn't know what county it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, born in Kentucky, I don't remember that part, but I don't remember none of the rest of them, where they born. I don't know if they're not. And all I remember about my mother's cooper, she told me she had a sister and she went crazy. They found her hanging out the window and she never had a boyfriend or anything. She's a young girl and said she was fine with her. And she went crazy and they found her hanging out the window. And I think that's the only one I ever heard my mother talk about was her one sister.
What was her name? Do you remember?
My sister's name, my mother's name was Long, Lucindy Long.
What was her sister's name?
I don't know.
She never mentioned
what her name was. I can't remember. I guess they told me, but I don't remember. Just heard my mother talk about finding her hanging out the window. She just went crazy and was hanging out the window.
Huh.
When they found her.
Well, I might stop by later and talk to you. Probably tomorrow morning, I guess. If that'd be okay.
I don't know much, but I know anything.
It might come to you, Mom.
No.
You'll have to sleep on it and remember everything you can.
Oh, I wouldn't sleep at all tonight.
Here, I got a little. Can you see all the people in there? That's a little one I brought. You can have this one, too, if you want.
Well, I never used to meet them. I ain't going to be here much longer.
Well, you might like to have them.
I've been 92 years old, you must remember.
Well,
not many people live that long.
You can show them to all your
maybe,
family.
Maybe, yeah, your family, Mom.
You can show them to them. I got the names of them all on the back
Catherine
here.
Catherine and all of them.
They wouldn't want them. My girls wouldn't.
Well, Melon's a bit. Maybe she would like to see them.
Huh?
Your sister might like to see them, Mom.
My sister Montana.
Yeah.
My sister
you ride her and mail it to her. Her. Okay.
I'll mail one to her. I'll ride her as soon as I get a chance.
She might be able to
help.
Yeah.
I'm going to be here long enough to.
Yeah. I might call her.
I've been in the car. Too far to pictures her away. And that box, I could throw them away twice because I don't know where to keep things and the girls won't want to make sure I'm gone. There might be a few in there they want, but.
Don't throw them away. I'll come back. When I come back, I'll take a picture of this one, okay?
Yeah.
Whose picture is that, Mom? Your dad?
Father.
Yeah.
I wish you hadn't had that hat on.
Well, that's nice.
Well, they wore that soon.
You said I could have this, didn't you?
Yeah. Okay.